CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Supported and empowered by the students of SFU and listeners like you. For your community, by your community. You are CJSF.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we will be tasting and discussing the following beers and their doppelgangers from Asahi Group Holdings via a Beer Perona. Is the Asahi Super Dry Japanese Lager and Asahi Super Dry 0.0 non-alcoholic.
I like how he reads worse than I do.
From AB InBev, the Stella Artois Euro Pale Lager and the Stella Artois 0.0 NA Lager. From Heineken, we have the Heineken Euro Pale Lager and the Heineken 0.0 NA Lager. From AB InBev again, from Grupo Modelo, si señor, is the Corona Extra Mexican Lager and the Corona NA Lager.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hey there. Welcome to another Suds segment where we don't care if your SRM score is 1 or over 40. We welcome you all to this show.
Yay.
And if you exactly get that joke, you're extra cool and you're very
kind of low
here.
On the pasty side of things. Like a 3.
I'd say Julie is a 1.5, maybe 2.
Ah.
Yeah.
My left forearm is probably a 7.
Depends if it's direct light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mike's a ginger, so he's going to be
a 4 to 5.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Mike.
Well, you know, when I wanted to grow up, my SRM number wanted to be like 8, but, you know, I'm still just like a 4.
You're a work in progress.
Yes.
Nice. Good old boy Dave, hello.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
But you are.
I know.
You so are.
I'm fighting it, but it's... a losing battle.
It is, yes. Well, it is way too hot to be outside, even at 9 p.m. So you know what that means. It's
summertime.
Exactly. And since it's too hot to go outside and do, you know, stupid things, we might as well stay inside and enjoy another installment of our long-running series called...
Summer of questionable decisions.
I shake my hips just a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, when Netflix come calling, I'm absolutely going to sell that sound clip for millions and millions of dollars.
You should.
As long as I get $1 million of those dollars. All right, so.
Well, good old boy Dave, this all came from your evil little brain. Singular, not
again.
Plural. So why don't you tell us what
four,
we'll be
six
tasting?
Brain cells?
You know, my brain may be a little, I mean, evil, but it's not. Wait, you know what? Whatever. So So especially in the summer when it's hot, God, you guys suck. Especially in the summer when it's hot, a lot of people go to the grocery store and pick up a six pack of their favorite macro lager. But more and more these days, consumers want non-alcoholic drinks, idiots. In response to that trend, many breweries are making NA versions of their most well-known brands. Today, we'll be blind tasting four well-known macro or big, for those of you who don't speak Latin, lagers, and alongside each one, their non-alcoholic doppelganger. To see what, to see not only if we can tell the difference, but could they potentially be better? Good old boy Mike, tell us what the macros we'll be trying today are.
We will be tasting and discussing the following beers and their doppelgangers from 1 to 5, and here are those products now. From Asahi Group Holdings via Birra Perona is the Asahi Super Dry Japanese Lager and Asahi Super Dry 0.0 non-alcoholic.
I like lager. How he reads worse than I do.
It's just, you know, just that one word. From AB InBev, the Stella Artois Euro Pale Lager and the Stella Artois 0.0 NA Lager. From Heineken, we have the Heineken Euro Pale Lager and the Heineken 0.0 NA Lager. From AB InBev again, from Grupo Modelo, si senor, is Corona Extra Mexican Lager and the Corona NA Lager. So one thing that I would tell you as a frame of reference is go back and listen to a prior episode that we had that we did a blind tasting on, which is called Do Canadian Geese Drink Canadian Beer?
Yes.
Which we won a stellar award for that episode. Our producers both were found that this was an excellent audio program. So, which featured a blind tasting of all the beers in it were non-alcoholic, and none of us figured that out. I thought they were all Canadian beers.
There was only one entry that year, so that award. But we've also, they could go back and listen to another episode, which I don't know the name of, where we blind tasted a dozen or so macro lagers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
we've had all these beers before.
I like the continuity of stupidity. That's what I like the most about this.
And we are consistent in our stupidity.
Nobody's dumber than
Dave,
us.
No. Of all of the little brains, you're my favorite.
Yes. Aww.
You made me feel so special.
That's so sweet.
Suck up.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to be tasting these products on the fly and giving our tasting notes, rating them from 1 to 5.
I literally have a cup 1 and 2 in front of me.
As we go.
Nothing.
And some of these have already collected flies. So that's even
better. Even better, right? Okay. Yes. So
flavor crystals.
I know the difference between the alcoholic and non-alcoholic beers, but my two wonderful co-hosts have no idea.
You know what's funny is when you said, I know the difference between the alcoholic and the non-alcoholic, I could see you looking at me and then kind of looking at Mike. And I was like, I don't know if you could tell the difference.
So for our first pairing.
Yes.
The one that I have in the second glass has a lot more body and flavor to it. I'm going to say that is the real deal beer.
So is that number one or number two?
Number two.
Man,
I'm declaring number two is the beer.
Are these even the same thing? Like, sort of?
Hmm.
See, I almost wonder if they're trying to trick you.
into putting a lot more sugar and body in the
beer. Like, where they're like, well, we put all this extra stuff in there that we didn't ferment out.
We put alcohol in one beer. We put flavor in a different beer.
Yeah.
Keep up with the program.
So which one do you think is the NA beer?
Number two.
I agree. Yes. I think number two. I think they put all the flavor in the NA
beer. And the alcohol in number two. Correct. Yeah. Number one tastes washed out. So a very common technique of actually removing alcohol to beer is to boil it out. That is probably the most common method that most brewers are using. And, you know, when you do that, you basically lose... You lose not only alcohol, you lose a lot of flavor, body, you know, a lot of underpinnings of sugar, which definitely usually reduces calories in addition to reducing.
Okay, so before we go further, of the Corona, Heineken, Stella, and Asahi, first off, which four of those pairs do you think this is?
Oh,
that's good.
That's a little tougher. Well, this is fairly dry. So, you know, I'm going to stick. This is the Japanese beer.
All right. You think okay. She went in order? You think this is
no. Inside, this is okay. He's right. One, yeah. He's right. This is the Japanese beer.
Oh.
So this is Asahi.
Which was actually made in Italy. So, eh.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, and he thinks the alcoholic beer
is number two.
Number two, and the okay. NA is one. And okay. just for...
And do you think the same thing, or do you think you something know, different?
I'm going to just create some drama. I'm going to... Well, you've already said it's Asahi, so I can't go against that. But I'll say the opposite, that the alcohol beer is one and then NA is two. Because I think they pump some extra flavor into that NA beer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Well, what would you rate these, first of all?
They're both a two.
We're going to have to do the reveal and rating after. Yeah. But yeah, I would rather rate it before a reveal. We'll do this after the break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. You are here with us for another summer of questionable decisions.
Aren't you sorry? Don't you sad?
Or not.
Is it a zero?
So today we're taking four rather popular macro beers.
Lager.
And pairing them with their non-alcoholic counterpart, blind tasted. I know what's going on. The boys do not know what's going on.
Which is normal.
And yeah, they're going to tell me what is real and what isn't real.
Okay. Where is the break on this?
Right? Yeah. So in tasting, which one do you like better and what are you rating them out of what we have right now?
I think number two had more flavor, 100%. And I would give it, God, maybe a three.
Ooh.
Just, I don't know, man. Like, it's not great, but I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Number two is my pick for being a beer. I think it is dead on for a nice dry lager. And I'm going to give it a four.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Now, well. All right. So you say number two is the real beer.
Correct.
And number one is the NA.
That's correct.
All right.
The one, I'm going to say, I don't know what a zero beer is supposed to taste like. So that's a little difficult for within my.
Yeah.
To have. Well, how do you know you've done this well other than the fact that there's nothing in there like flavor or beer or alcohol?
So. I just think number one is like non-offensive. So it's like, I don't have a lot to say bad about it. So
there's nothing there. So
I would give it a tie. I'd say it's a number. It's a three as well.
I'm going to say that I would probably give the one, a cup of one would be a sips rating of two.
Okay. So Mike's four and two. Yes, I'm three and three. So
very noncommittal. Thank you, Dave.
So the super dry Asahi, full flavored.
Yeah.
is number one.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And the 0.0 super dry Asahi is number two.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah.
And wow. Here we are.
So and here we are.
We're rating everything a three because I win.
Is right.
Ooh, wow. I need to record. Say that again so I can get a clean.
No, I think we're good. So, you know, really, number one, definitely half the body that you would see, you know, in the second glass here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think to Dave's point, that may be some way in which they're enhancing. Yeah. You know, a zero calorie beer is to, you know, they're adding in more body to make up for the absence of alcohol and making it feel a lot fuller on the palate.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I think that's exactly what they did.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to number two. And good job, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, better job by me, but okay. It's kind of skunky.
Yeah.
That could
something says Heineken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking Heineken all the way.
Yeah.
Heineken,
and I say number one is the real beer.
Okay,
well, I am not going. Both of you picked the correct beer. So, yay to you guys.
Okay.
For picking Heineken.
I was going for an unprofessional moment, but, you know.
But do you think that part of the, you call it skunkiness, do you think part of that is the yeast strain?
No, it's the green glass bottle.
I was
bottle.
Trying to be nice.
Well, I will say that these are a lot closer from a flavor profile.
Yeah.
It's the variation between these two is incredibly subtle.
Are you getting something a little, I don't know what it is at the end of number two. Like it's just, that's what makes me think it's the NA beer.
That shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Like maybe it's the absence of something that should be there.
I'm going to go with number one is the beer and number two is the NA.
Yeah, since Mike agreed with me, I will keep my answers because, you know, yeah.
Hmm.
Wait, so you're saying that number one...
Number one's real, number two...
Dave and I are on the same page for this.
Okay.
Yes.
What are you rating number one?
I'm going to give it a three. It tastes like Heineken all day long. So does number two. You know, I mean, from a taste profile.
Right up to the last. Yeah, number two is.
I'm just going to give both of these a three from my perspective.
Oh, very noncommittal.
Here, I'm keeping score over here.
Wow.
That means two for Juliana, zero for Dave. I have a spare room, buddy.
Okay.
There's no AC in there, but you can sleep in there.
Okay.
I like this.
Before we get to the reveal, okay?
Yes.
The Asahi versus the Heineken. Like,
I like the Japanese.
Yeah, the Asahi was better because that... The skunkiness is, it's like you accept it as part of Heineken.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's okay.
You know, every time that I would have a Heineken right now, I'm there's like a Hall & Oates and song that just like jumps into my head, you know.
Maneater?
No, oddly, that's not it, you know, so.
Okay, I'm just curious. Well...
Yes, Maneater. Yes. Oh, there she goes.
Oh, my God.
She's a Maneater.
Yes. Okay. The reveal is as follows.
Uh-oh.
Number one is the zero.
What? Oh my
God. And number two is the real.
Wow. All right.
Damn.
I'm batting zero and two here.
God.
Really?
Hey,
no way.
There's a way.
You made that up.
How did I make it up?
You made it. I don't know. What
rigged.
You did.
How did I make it rigged?
So, again, you know, both these beers were incredibly close to each other.
Yeah.
I I completely agreed with Dave in terms of the finish that was coming off, you know, the second beer, which was indeed the a real Heineken.
Off, yeah.
It seemed like there was something that was out of balance and like, this doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
And I think that that became distracting to say, you know, I would expect, you know, Heineken to finish clean and not have something that, you know, is there that shouldn't be there.
Yep. Yep.
And so I think that's where I got lulled in.
It's not that we were wrong. It's not that we were wrong. It's Heineken was wrong.
I would, I think the thing that I admire is that how well they have made both these, where I really don't think that the flavor variations are that you're missing anything between these two.
It's been a long time since I drank Heineken, but I will say this, like, this makes me feel like if I was a Heineken drinker, I could switch to NA.
Then you'd be okay.
I'd be totally fine.
Yeah.
You'd be.
So I think that is really good that they have, and I'm sure the technology is caught up, because remember like when O'Doul's was first come out as a non-alcoholic.
Potatoes.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, and things like that, it sort of was very off-putting, and it was like, there's no way that, like, if I'm not going to drink beer because of calories and or alcohol, I'm just not going to drink beer, you know? But things have apparently gotten a lot better since the days of the dawn of O'Doul's. So that's pretty cool, don't you think?
Or maybe all these beers have gradually been making their beer worse and worse, so that when they make an NA version, it's okay.
We'll be back after this brief interlude.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Here we are for another summer of questionable decisions. And today's questionable decision, we are taking four macro beers that
is
are
Dave more right than Mike.
Well, and also
there's never
is
been
Dave
a question
more
about
right
that.
Than Mike. But anyways, we're taking four macro beers that are very popular, and we're pitting them head to head, the real version versus the non-alcoholic version.
What about the liquidy part? Can you drink the liquidy part?
And you can drink the liquidy part. Yes. The boys do not know what version is what. So this is a blind tasting. They get a glass one, a glass two, and they don't know anything about it. And they have to tell me what is the real and what is the not real.
So girls rule and boys drool.
Of course. As if there was a doubt.
So we had a bit of a nice discussion there during the break that, you know, was, I think, just the evolution of how these products have come around. And so those early NA versions that were available domestically in the U.S. were O'Doul's and Peroni were probably the most common available NA beers. And, you know, it was interesting that I would encounter friends that we would go out and they just simply couldn't drink alcohol, you know, for a variety of reasons.
Sure.
You know, and they would ask me, they'd go, well, what's the best NA beer? And I go, well, we only have like two to choose from, man. So, you know, I can tell you all day long.
Yeah.
And I think that the production techniques have vastly improved. So on top of boiling out the, you know, alcohol is the use of a centrifuge that actually separates basically the water and the alcohol, you know, from the beer itself. And it's a it's an interesting, you know, production process, not cheap, and definitely takes a lot more time and very difficult to maintain the flavor profile for all of these, you know, processes. When you're removing, you know, something, you're going to be removing something else that you didn't intend, you know, basically.
But I think also a lot of it comes down to that the demand for like non-alcoholic versions of beer has been growing. And I think like you see Athletic Brewing Company, who has basically,
which we've covered here.
Yeah. Who's cornered the market for American craft beer for as far as non-alcoholic beer goes. Like they built their process and their recipes and everything they do around making non-alcoholic beer versus taking the recipe or the process for an alcoholic beer, and then removing the alcohol. You know, I think there's a couple of distinctions there that the market demand has changed the way that people think about making NA beers.
So the beer's in front of us.
Yes, we are now on to beer number three.
Super creamy. That's the thing that, you know, first strikes me with this particular beer, and both versions.
Yeah.
By the way, really kind of a little heavier on the palate, definitely, than the Heineken.
The carbonation is different, and and the viscosity on it is different, too.
I'm going to guess by process of elimination, this is the Stella.
Because it's... I'm banking on the Corona being kind of skunky.
Yep.
In a different way than the Heineken was skunky.
Okay. That's fair.
The number two seems a little sweeter to me, which almost makes me think that's the NA.
because we've been fooled by that the whole time. Yeah.
I don't know, though, man. Damn it.
I would say that number one is NA beer. Number two is a real beer.
Wow. All right. We're going to be...
Is that what you said, Dave?
No, I said number two was the NA because it tasted a little sweeter.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
All right. So he's going number one's the NA. I'm saying number two is the NA.
Okay. And
we both say it's Stella.
Okay. The Stella is correct.
Yeah.
Well, the Stella is correct.
One thing correct.
What are you going to rate them?
These are a little lower. I think I'm going to say what I thought was a real beer was a 3 and the other one is a 2.
I'm going to go 3 for both. So just more or less 3, but Mike had one little bit of difference. Okay. So we're pretty close.
Now that you know that this is Stella and you've had Asahi and you've had Corona, Heineken.
I still say Asahi.
Asahi still is your number one. I mean, Stella.
In the flight.
Okay. Right. And yeah. Stella is very popular.
Stella used to be.
Your go-to?
Dude, I'd go to the grocery store every Friday when payday and get a six-pack of Stella, and I was living like a king.
No, I mean, I just find that really interesting because I know so many people that tell me that Stella is their jam and nothing can compare. Now, I appreciate the creaminess that you get out of the Stella versus the Heineken, let's say. Like, I could tell... The Asahi was lager, like traditional lager. The Heineken was a little watery, and the Stella was a little creamier, you know, like fuller in flavor.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, you know, if I want a true lager, the Asahi is going to be it. But if I'm wanting something on the creamier side, then Stella would be it.
I think part of what appeals to me about the Asahi is the dryness, in that it is very crisp and clean. I think the Stella is okay. I just think it's, I don't know, it's just not as well defined to me. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Well, the reveal is.
Okay.
Number one is the non-alcoholic. Number two is the alcoholic.
There you go.
Boo.
There we go.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm batting one and two.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
There we go, people.
All right.
Coming back, folks. Coming back.
I think me and Mike are both 1-1-1.
I would say it's been quite a while since I've had, you know, Stella, and probably...